when did you start calling yourself an artist? You know, was it as a child or in college? When did you know that art was your calling?
Wow. I think probably in high school is when, I want to say high school. It's when other people started calling me, referring to me as an artist. I mean, I've been, I guess, practicing art, making things since I was a child, very little child, but never saw myself as an artist until people started calling me an artist, I guess. And that was high school when that happened.
So talk to me about your journey as an artist in terms of medium. The piece you created for KMUW is 2D, two-dimensional, but you're also known for your 3D work, your sculpture. Talk to me about medium for you.
Yeah, medium. That's actually something that I like to talk a lot about because I guess I call myself an interdisciplinary artist, and all that means is that I work with all kinds of different media. And in the years that I've been active as an artist, I've done anything from liquid mansion sculpture, installation work, murals, painting, illustration, 2D, even performance art. I like to think of it this way. I come up with the concept, what the thing is going to be, and then I let that kind of guide what is the best material or medium to make that idea come into reality, right? Sometimes it's ceramic, sometimes it could be concrete, maybe it needs to be something more ephemeral, right? That only it's there for just a little bit of time. So it really depends on what the idea it's meant to be.
So many of our listeners will be familiar with the Horizontes project, and one aspect of that project, which is the world's largest mural on grain elevators in North Wichita. Are there any other projects like that on the horizon? Forgive the pun.
Yes, maybe not something to that scale. We are currently working with Gleo, the same mural artist who painted the one on the grain elevator. We have currently an opportunity to bring her back in town for another project, but nothing to that scale. But definitely working with her again and continuing the spirit and the legacy of Horizontes here in Wichita.
I want to talk to you about the piece that you created for KMUW.
Yes.
You know, listeners, you can go to KMUW.org and see Armando's beautiful piece of art. It's featured on our T-shirt and our coffee mug for this pledge drive, and you can see the art at our website. But I wonder if you can talk to me about Winter Blues. That's the name of the piece. Talk to me about the inspiration for it and maybe walk us through the piece.
Yeah, absolutely. So the piece features some geometric shapes and some more irregular shapes, then different warm gradient colors. There's some alluding to the winter sky and maybe like a window to look through. A lot of the shapes that I use in my abstract work comes from everyday objects. I kind of zoom in into the details of things that lay around my studio and my house. And by getting close into those details, it gets me a moment to kind of slow down and be present. But also it gets me these little moments of abstraction, right? This go unnoticed so often. So that's where I borrow all the images that you see in the piece. The name comes from the time that it was created. It was created in dead winter in Wichita. It was cold. It was dreary. And I was really having a warm moment working on those pieces. So it was one of those, like, I was going through the winter blues, and just the fact that I was back in my studio working on paper and painting really brought a lot of joy in that moment. Even though I titled the winter blues, there was a lot of joy that I was experiencing while making that piece. So again, it's a collection of small moments of everyday life that are abstracted on the piece and injecting some of the emotional landscape that I was in, right, in the Wichita winter in 2023. I do take inspiration from the smallest details and moments in everyday life, right, and try to give them bring them into a, I guess, another plane to be seen and examined. And I hope that people who see that piece and that mug are able to have a moment of reflection as well and to slow down even for just a few seconds in our busy lives. That's what I hope that ultimately the listeners who have the mug are able to have that moment of calm.
You are the 2023 KMUW artist, Armando Minjarez. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.